It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Rocking out this morning as the Reese.
What it do?
I'm DK Mac. One, and we're the Sports Shop one because we're never ever number two. We really do appreciate you guys joining us this morning because, man, we got lots to talk about. We got so many things we got to cover. As Reese called it, payday down at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, the capstone of higher education, reigning and defending national college football champions. And they were all greeted by the governor himself, Nick Saban, yesterday. He was standing around there. Look, did they come to see Nick or did they come to see Bryce?
Probably both of them.
Did you come to pay homage to the man himself?
You got to kiss the ring, man.
They came to kiss the ring.
You got
to
kiss the ring.
I'm looking at all these photos. I'm looking at all these coaches, all these NFL scouts and coaches and owners. They all fly. They all just smoozing on over to Nick. So, Nick, how you doing, man? Everything going all right, Nick? Anything we can do for you down here? If you keep coming, that'd be just fine. You'd be just fine, but, you know, it is what it is. Man, hey, G-Money, do we have a poll question today?
No. I'm thinking we just asked straight up C.J. Bryce or Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. C.J. Bryce.
Yeah. Were you asking from a Carolina fan perspective or just in general?
Either or.
Okay.
Either or.
All right. That's a good poll question, though. Because, I mean, it's going to really start to heat up in the next week or two. Well, the next week, really. Because most of the pro days will be done. Will Levis, is that this weekend or that next week?
What?
Will Levis, Kentucky. And what is his pro day?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I believe it's next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
So Levis will be done, you know. Then now we got C.J. Stroud, we got Levis, we got Bryce Young. Those things will be taken care of. Now we'll be done. And we'll find out. But let's hear from, you said a meeting with the Panthers ownership. Who was it? David Tepper. You know who else was in the meeting?
His wife.
You kidding me, right?
It was a blessing, man. Mr. Tepper is definitely a great man. His wife, Miss Tepper, is really awesome. She's kind of funny.
She came along, too?
Yeah, she told me she's going to watch me. She got eyes on me everywhere I go. So that's cool. I love that, man, just having that mom figure. And we talked about her playing basketball in college and little things like that. So it was great to get to know them and who they are as people and how they're really in the community trying to make things right. And I know they work with Reform Alliance and somebody I've actually partnered up with. Really, it was just great to kind of see all the different things that they're involved with, not only just football, kind of pick their brains and show them what kind of great football player and man of God I want to be and who I am, but I want to be a better businessman. I think they're willing to help.
I don't know. I'm not so.
What you don't know about Nicole being there or?
I mean, she's just there because she can be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's lending, an outside eye, if you would. That's about it. She's just lending an outside eye. But the Panthers coaching staff, Josh McDowell, was telling Stroud he'll find a basketball. I guess he'll find a court.
Yeah, this is a hot mic that was picked up after the pro day with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, we'll find a court.
Play some
horse.
Right here, come on.
Okay.
Well, no, maybe I got to do a little meeting. I'm gonna take his money.
Now, who was that? Who was the?
That's the quarterback coach.
Yeah, because
Josh McDowell.
He can play.
Yeah,
they showed some video of him playing the league down in Charlotte. Yeah, he can play basketball.
He said he's gonna take his money. Really.
Yeah,
he said he'll take your money. I mean, I'm not mad at him.
But now you have it. It's confirmed. C.J. Stroud is going to the Panthers.
It may be CJ, just to be honest.
You know what's funny, though?
It may be CJ.
Where I saw the interaction between CJ, Mrs. Tepper, David Tepper, then Josh McCoy, and then also Frank Wright, I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. But they had the same interaction with Bryce. She hugged Bryce. I asked Pam this yesterday. I think this is the first time directly the spouse of an owner is involved at that level.
Out front, yeah.
Out front.
Yeah. Usually it's probably done, but it's not done publicly. You're probably right about
that. But my friend Darryl Ring has a close friend that works for her, works for Ms. Tepper.
Oh, nice.
and says she's intricately involved in everything that's going on with that organization.
Well, for example, she was the one that bought Cam Newton back, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not mad at her.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I mean, what I would say, I do have an appreciation for the fact that as much as she's involved, she doesn't step out. She's not out in the media all the time. You know what I mean?
No, she's working.
On social media.
No, she's over there working. She's working. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's working.
She's like, oh, no, I don't need to talk about it.
Right.
No, I don't need to talk about it. This is a business. I wonder a little bit more about her background because she's more business.
Well, they said she's played basketball in college, I guess. Somebody said that earlier.
But she's more business-like than anything, so.
Oh, okay.
She's more business-like than anything, just to be honest with you. So.
What's interesting, though, I we'll see how it works out, though, but she's been really involved in decisions. And to your point, since one hand, half a dozen the other, just, for me, Bryce, you know, if you look at the totality of embracing the city and doing all the right things, and not, again, CJ's great too, but I just say Bryce would be a good face for the organization.
So, like, right. And I hate that I'm this way, but when I hear CJ and the way he was talking, it's trying too hard to me.
And
you know what I mean? He's trying too hard.
No, it's a lot of truth to that. I mean,
it's like, you are great. Be great. Be you. You know, now it could be just him.
But don't be trying to push the envelope like that. Just chill. Bryce walk in and say, hey, here's what's going on, guys. Hey, you love me or don't? Here's the deal. Let's go. CJ, like, I'm the greatest in the world. Well, okay.
I'm going to be a great man of God and they teach me about business.
Yeah. But if we work for the same nonprofit.
He
tried too hard.
You out of the box.
He tried too hard.
You out of the box. When you get out of the box, man, you make me nervous. I'm like, I mean, all those things could be true.
They could be true. But I mean,
and he could truly feel his way. And that could be just his demeanor, right?
Right.
I doubt it.
Yeah,
but that could be just his demeanor.
Yeah. And full disclosure, we're a little biased, too. We put that out front. But even if we were.
If I'd have heard Bryce doing that, I would have been like, Bryce, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's not you. That's not you. You know what I mean? That's not.
So anyway, we'll find. It'd be funny. Man. It'd be crazy. What if it's not either one of them? Maybe it's
Will Levis.
Will Levis or Richardson from Florida. That'd be funny as hell, right there.
Now I picked Levis a long time ago before they made the trade.
Yeah.
But now when they made the trade, I was just like, okay, I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna do here.
Yeah.
But we got people holding people on call talking. Hey, man, what's going on? How you doing? Welcome to the sports show. Who is this? Is this Jane? It may not be Jane.
Chuck.
Man, come on, man. I'm glad you guys are my friend, man. I really glad y'all are my friend.
But Chuck, I'm glad you called in that day I was out and Gay came at the business that day.
First of all, Chuck was doing all that for nothing.
What you mean?
All that for nothing about who would they be. I'm like, what? Why are we talking about the beginning of the season? Like, really?
K-Mac, you my guy. You just asked the same question twice and was wrong both times. you still haven't answered me that question. Who did they beat last year? And then you just asked me, who did CJ Stroud play? Now, if I remember correctly, both of them played the national champion Georgia. Am I correct?
Yes.
And in that game, now, you saw Bryce out there. Bryce looked bad, man. Bryce looked bad. And CJ now, he looked good. That's the closest to an NFL team that either one of them are going to play. Now, if you remember, Bryce missed 22 passes in that game.
Wait.
He threw the ball 57 times. And only he got through the ball 57 times for 369 yards, dog. I got stats, man. I looked it up for you now. CJ threw the ball 34 times for 348. Bryce rushed for a negative 48 yards, negative. He averaged negative 10 yards a carry.
So
CJ averaged.
That's amazing.
He ran for 34 yards.
Yeah, get it on. Get it on now.
Get all the numbers out, Chuck. What damn stats you got? I got to get that.
See, Chuck, now you over here. You're in my wheelhouse, not Chuck. So I appreciate you coming on over here. Man,
let's go.
That don't mean a damn thing what you're talking about. All that right there? That don't mean nothing. Because you can't tell – can't tell me – all of that, all that dancing around, all that fly showboat stuff, you can't tell me that he, according to your stats, he was 10 times better than Bryce Young? That's what you're trying to tell me?
Who said that?
Oh, okay.
Said See now, that's what women do. They go ahead and that's what your wife do. Now we talking about one thing. Don't tell me I didn't take out the garbage because you want me because you're mad about something else. We talking about what happened when they played Georgia. Both of them played Georgia. Now you said who did they play? Who did he beat? Who did he play?
Chuck.
Now both of them got beat. Alabama got beat 33-18.
The game was a lot closer than that. It kind of at the end. But Chuck, I gotta check those stats out. You gave me some stats I never heard before in my life.
And then DJ, now look at, he lost on a field goal at the end of the game as New Year's was coming in. The clock was ticking down. He lost on a field goal. Chuck. Something he had nothing to do with. They put up 41 points, man.
Chuck.
Alabama put up 18 points, and your quarterback had a negative 43 yards.
Chuck.
And threw the ball 57 times.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Chuck.
No, I don't remember
Chuck.
That.
Chuck, you talk about the championship game. Is that what you talking about? That what you talking about?
Go Google.
I'm just there. You talk about the championship. Wait, hold on, Chuck. You talk about the championship game where we're down to our fourth string wide receiver. Is that what we're referring to, Chuck?
That's what you're talking about.
Can y'all just tell me Alabama most talented school is payday, is this, is that? Right. Y'all step up. Next man, step up. Now, it can't be one way. It can't be. You just
Chuck,
saying.
We can't. Hey, Chuck. Now you know. You know for a fact that year. That offensive team that
we had. Hold on, baby. I just figured out what you said. Chuck, what the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
I mean, that was true for damn year. What?
Yeah. And don't forget now, this is the same year where we lost. All of the receivers we lost, by the
Mitri,
way, are playing in the league.
We lost Mitri.
All of them.
And lost Jamal Williams.
I'm not telling you to lose, but y'all got a big enough payroll. You should have been able to get some more.
Okay.
Chuck, you can't get him the day of.
What's
killing you now? I'm telling you, what's killing you is y'all were the first ones with a payroll. Not everybody got a payroll. So that's killing you now.
Wait a minute.
Y'all were the first. You heard your man tell you.
What?
Jimbo said, man, don't let me show you where the dead body's at. Wait. I know all the
tech. Yeah, he went like 3-7 talking all that junk.
What is it about Alabama's payroll that bothers you so much? Everybody.
No, it doesn't. It don't bother me. K-Mac, this is the thing. Now you get to see who can really coach. That's in basketball and in football because everybody can pay now legally. So now you get to see. Now you out there, and I'm not going to say the big D, big name schools around here that's used to getting all the players and beating everybody because you got 4-5 stars on the bench. And now all of a sudden you're getting beat by FAU or whoever it may be because now you got to be able to grab that clipboard and draw something up. Now,
here's a question. Chuck, have you had your cereal yet this morning?
Let me get you a biscuit.
Man, listen, it's fine. I'm looking for a beer right now.
Well, I'm not sure that's going to help or hurt. I'm not sure which end of it we want to be on.
Chuck, you're talking about two different years. I just figured out what they're talking about.
And then
I'm just looking at the numbers. When they play like opponents, look at what you said. Who did CJ play? Man, he put up big numbers. When he played them, he threw for 300-some yards, 4 touchdowns, and won the game.
Can I ask you a question? You remember that game he played against his rival, like Michigan? You remember that game where he had like he never played quarterback? That was like a couple weeks before. Like
this year,
you remember that game?
Reese, you had to do that there. You had to do
remember
that.
That game?
Yeah, bring that
he
up.
He did
Reese.
Get his head kicked then.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Reese, you had to bring that up.
He got his head kicked then. Now, but I'm saying in the national on the big stage, that's the big stage. Now.
Okay.
You wouldn't agree that's the biggest stage?
No, I agree.
You know what?
I was trying to figure out which stage we was talking about.
You know
about.
What? I'm gonna call Miss Tepper. And I'm gonna call David Tepper. I'm gonna say Chuck told me you need to go with the big dog.
Right.
Go with CJ. That's right. What Chuck told me.
No, I'm not saying that. Now, K. Macy, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you said who did the boy play or what did he do? Now he did something. I'm just saying now. I'm not a homer. I like all the teams in the ACC. I like Carolina, Duke State. I'm original. I like everybody. I just want good basketball. I like just good football. I'm just saying the boy showed up in the biggest game on the.
Okay, but you're right about that.
All right,
you look real good.
All right, Chuck. Last question before I let you get out of here, man. What happened to that super team that you were talking about, Tennessee, that was the greatest ever? They could shoot the lights out.
Oh, he said that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he said. You ran up against a real team. You ran up against a real team.
Yeah, you my wife. Real
quick,
you make it. Come on, man.
Chuck.
Come on, man. I didn't say nothing. K-Man, you got all the tape. Never said that. All I said, they beat y'all to death. That's all I said.
You know, they a super team. They going all the way.
He said super team.
They going all the way. You look. You played a real man. I'm like,
that's make okay. him get the tape, Reese. Make him get the tape.
Okay. Reese.
You know they're making this stuff up. Make him get the tape, man.
All right, Chuck, we got to go, man. Be good.
All right, man. Love y'all, man.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Chuck came in hot, did he?
He been mad all week.
Chuck came in hot.
He been mad all week. I'm like, what? I'm like, wait a minute. He started out talking about CJ, then he flipped over to ACC. Then he went back to CJ.
I didn't know halfway to the point. He was talking two different years. I was all confused with it. I'm like, I'm not paying attention.
When he said it, I said, wait a minute. You talking about the championship they give him?
Then he started dropping it. Because those stats, I'm like, I don't remember those stats. I got to go back. I got to go check the date on that one.
But see,
and the Chuck came in hot today, boy.
Which is cool. But then he switched back to the ACC. Basketball.
Oh, yeah. Chuck came in hot today.
I said, okay, he wanted to get it all out of his chest.
He did.
Like I said, I'm not sure if this is pre-beer or post-beer. I'm not sure where we want to be when it comes to this.
Good point. Because it's about to sound like the same either way.
Oh, back. Well, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know how to take jobs.
You my wife, man. She said you don't know.
He's switching up on me. I had to throw him off, Reese. I had to throw him off because when he on the road.
Oh, you don't mess with me on the road, though. He got his data with him, too.
Carolina, the best place to buy cheese. You on the roll, let him go. You on the roll, let him go.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.